Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Kinda shake that thing, miss. And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy, get crunked up, percolate. Anything you want, because it's hostility. If I don't take pity, more happy see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morn, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morn. Girl, it's a good girl, turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go out, rotate, car. Anything you want, you know you must get it. Coming in my mansion, yo, easy tension. Girl, run the program, just go up with it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody care, this your man, won't let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band, yo. Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them now war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them now vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morn. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morn. Girl, it's a good girl, turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy, get drunk up, percolate. Anything you want, because it's oscillating. If I don't take pity, want to see you get life. When the rhythm is a ride, I'm a lyric up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. The ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bond ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? And I better shake that thing, miss. Donna, Donna, yo, miss Jody and the one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, and I shake that thing, yo. And I better shake that thing, miss. Can I,
Dutty,
yo?
Yeah,
hey, yo. What me gonna say then? Sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want part with us. Inna the car with us, them not war with us. Inna the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, it's
lies and eyes of the beholder. You're not sure you're the beholder of my eyes. I gave our relationship more credit than it deserves.
No, it's just that I feel you're rushing me.
Okay, okay. Since you don't love me, but don't want to be with me.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't know. I just keep asking myself, should I really take you home? What do you think?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, y'all, it's the Get Down. I'm your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by that dude, my guy, my bro, the Dark Knight himself, Mr. DSP. Ladies and gentlemen, he is John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows. Do they know what they walked into? Man.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. I'm doing phenomenal, bro. How you doing, man?
Man, listen. Look, you know how I get, man. And I know we should never rush time because time is the one thing we can't get back. But I can't wait for Thursday night.
Brother.
Time for the Get Down.
Yes, sir. Man, you ain't never lied, man. You ain't never lied. And for those, J-Rob, those that happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please dial in, because after 11 o'clock, that stream cuts off. But guess what? The show still goes on. It still goes on.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Yo, tonight's show, yeah. Jay, tonight's show.
Before we tell them
who's sponsored by, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, ladies and gentlemen, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, who is the CEO of the company that is sponsoring tonight's show, man. Listen, Raw Links, the finest jewels and gems to adorn your body with. Hey, why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine.
It's a beautiful thing.
You got yours?
I got mine. You got to get yours. I got mine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got mine.
Hey, man, listen. I was 10. You know, I recently moved back in August, and I couldn't find two of my raw links. Couldn't find two. How about
so
I hit them from myself? I hid them.
There
I hid them from myself.
Cause they know who you are. Uh huh. Uh huh.
But I found them, y'all. I found them. And guess where I placed them?
Mm.
I placed them right among my poetry books.
See.
That's what you.
Because even your poetry books wanted to be raw.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Man, listen.
Mm.
Now I'm gonna throw this out there real quick. Y'all know the interview I did with the Bridell Family Foundation. April is National Poetry Month, so they have offered to any of the poets who are authors would like to get involved and would like to be interviewed with your book, I have a number for you that you can call the foundation and you can get that scheduled. So.
Yes.
Now. Tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. Because J-Rob is about to tell you exactly what tonight entails. J-Rob, please let our listening audience know.
Listening audience, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Listen, you know how me and Van have been doing this music thing this month? Last week we did some outstanding artists, including the favorite was Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly. This week, we're touching on three phenomenal artists. One is Seal, Kiss from a Rose. The second is the late Kenny Rogers, rest in peace, that he collaborated with Lionel Richie called Lady. And the third one happens to be Aerosmith. You remember Aerosmith that sang with Run DMC, Walk This Way? But they had this other dynamic song called Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And what Van and I are asking, do you have a piece that encompasses one of those three songs? Whatever about that song is your muse, did you write something to it? And if you do, we can't wait to hear it. Because... Y'all, I hope you're ready for what's coming. Because there's some artists. You know what, Van? I got a hit from a sister.
Sir.
She said, I never heard Aerosmith before. I never heard it. I what is that? I sent her the song. I said, when you listen to this song, after that, I want you to listen to Bruno Mars. That song, When I Was Her Man.
And these
are on the same line. You play Aerosmith first, then you play Bruno Mars second. He played Aerosmith and said, I don't believe I have never heard this beautiful song. Oh, my God, Jay, what did you do?
Exactly.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my hope and Van Meadows' hope that y'all have come with those creative juices because you know on the get down we love it when you stretch your pen, create outside of your norm, and give birth to a cadence you didn't know was inside of you. And welcome to the get down.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the get down. Man. My brother. My brother, my
yes,
brother,
sir.
My brother.
Hey, man.
Is your
I went first last week,
loaded?
Daddy. My piece is locked, but
man.
I went first last week. So Van Meadows,
somebody check it. Somebody check it. Hurry up, listen to the playback. Can he go first?
Check last week. Check last week. You're going to see J-Rob started first.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
I have to ask you, is your piece locked and loaded?
Yes, it is, bro. Yes, it is.
Then in true get-down fashion, I'm going to step away and tell you to go ahead and get down.
Thank you, brother. The title of this piece is called Kiss from a Rose, Thorns. Clothed in the mysteries of the abyss is a phantom kiss, morphing through the air, drowning in despair, searching for the graying tower in the sea that would make me flee. As this dark side of me was introduced to your light, I tried so hard to fight. But when it snows, your eyes have this light and it can be seen. I try to ask the universe, what would it mean? Then I compare you to a kiss from a rose on a grave, hoping and praying I could be brave, brave enough to accept this mystifying event as you compliment this desired kiss from a rose. Just below my nose, our lips waiting to feel your touch. My righteousness avails so much, but the more I taste of you, the stranger it feels. I'm on the balls of my heels because I see that in the fog of the abyss, your rose is in full bloom and it's just a kiss from a rose. Did you know that when it snows, Now a new light hits the gloom on the graying tower in the sea. Can't you see how the thorns cut me? Just because I need to feel your kiss. There's only so much me as a man can miss. Only so much I'm compelled to say. There will come a day, as Sealed would say, you remain power, my pleasure, my pain. This growing addiction that I cannot deny. That's why I'm locked in this room with padded walls asking why. You know that's not healthy, baby. Only a kiss from a rose can save me. And that's that piece.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on, y'all got to get these up with me. Come on, get that up with me. Okay. The ending slayed me. But you,
thank you, bro.
You did this thing in here, and I hope I wrote it down the right way where you said, I tried so hard to fight, but when it snows, your eyes have this light, and it can be seen. I tried to ask the universe what would it mean. Then I compare you to a kiss from a rose on a grave, hoping and praying I could be brave. Man, look.
Yes, sir.
That says
yes,
don't
sir.
Leave me. That mm-hmm. says don't leave me because you know that's not healthy, baby. Only a kiss from a rose can save me.
That's right. That's right. And
you
know the crazy
thing?
I got
goosebumps reading this again.
The crazy thing, Jay, is it didn't even matter that that her thorns would cut me. I needed that kiss.
That's when you need that kiss badly.
Yes, sir.
But this
yes, sir.
Piece spoke to me. I
thank
like
you,
both. The ending got me. Only a kiss
appreciate
from a rose
that,
saved me. But the rest of this was just ultra. But that one stanza, bro. That one stanza.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you, man. But Seal wrote most of this, man. He wrote most of this.
As I can tell. But still, how you inked it, Seal would be proud if he's listening. Shout out to Seal and his whole team for putting that song together.
Absolutely. Because it's different when you – I hope y'all really paid attention to the lyrics of the songs when you were working on your piece. Because it's different when you hear it. And I got a book, Volume 1, for the first person that gets in my inbox and tell me where that song originated from. First person, no cheating. You got to know your stuff.
It's 9:23. You got 1 minute to hit Van's inbox. This way you don't get to look it up. Yeah,
that's
one
right.
Minute
one
to
minute.
Hit his inbox.
Tell me where that song.
It's 9:23.
Tell me where that song was featured. Where was it featured?
There you go.
Okay. Woo! We have a winner.
Because if we give too
we
long, man,
they
can look it up.
We have a winner. Nope, we got
a
winner.
Are you serious?
Yes, we do.
Who?
Yes, we do. Nope.
Who?
I'm not going to say who. I'm going to let her tell you who. Okay, I'm going to tell you who. I'm just kidding. Congratulations, Queens Minds. Send me your address, and I will send you Ebony Collection Volume 1. See, you never know what's going to happen on the Get Down. And, yes, it came from the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. And Jack Nicholson.
And Jack Nicholson.
Do your homework. Do your homework.
Do your
she
homework.
She was on it. She didn't even go 1 minute. It was less than a minute and she was on it.
It was less than a minute?
Less than 1 minute, bro. As soon
that
as the words
bad.
Came out of my mouth, she was on it. She was on it.
That girl's
That's
bad.
What I'm talking
that
about.
Girl's bad. Salute Queen's Mind. You're the bad boy. Hello?
Now.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm out of the way. Thank you. I'm out of the way. My brother, are you locked in?
Yes, sir. I am, sir.
The mic is yours. Go ahead and get on down.
This piece is entitled Lady. Lady. I could stay away for days just to hear you breathing and watch you smile while you're sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. Lady, you came to me when I was what you would call lonely and thought that no one cared, but you made me see that I was only just running scared from all you could possibly bring to the table, and the only thing that was missing was you. Lady, just the thought of what a world without you would look like makes me feel indifferent, makes my heart ask my soul questions, makes me feel like something is missing, as if I'm still yearning for your kissing. Lady, if all I did was tap paper with my pen that has been devoid of ink, you would be able to turn the paper over and read romantic love letters that I've written to you in Braille. Lady, you are so significant, and your power is radiant in everything you do and what you represent. So contrary that what many brothers believe, you are the true metaphysical meaning of Eve. I just hope someday that you will truly understand how you, the woman, are a driving force for any powerful man, because you need to understand that a man without a woman is spiritually, intrinsically, and emotionally incomplete. And if you put that emotion in reverse, then she becomes obsolete. But you are so deeply transfixed within my system. I move to your groove because you in the flesh are my deepest wisdom. Lady, if I traveled this earth alone, I could talk about you while traveling through all four elements, in all four seasons, on all four corners of the earth. My speech about you and Keel would always be even, because I know what it is, that I know what moments without you seems to be like just wasted time. And I would do anything to steal a kiss from a rose, as long as after I do, I don't fall asleep in between your bated breaths, because I don't want to miss a thing concerning you avidly. For you will forevermore be my lady. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Did y'all hear that? Hold on. J-Rap, I don't think they heard you when you said, because all I know is that moments without you seems to be just wasted time, and I would do anything to steal a kiss from a rose, as long as after I do, I don't fall asleep in between your bated breaths, because I don't want to miss a thing concerning you. Ooh, boy, let me just tell you, that's one of them lines that I'm saying, dang it, I wish I'd have wrote that. Ooh, that was so good. Bro, that was phenomenal ink day. Phenomenal ink, my brother, phenomenal ink.
I'm trying to stand up and say thank you to the poetry gods, because, Van, this was a really good topic, bro, and I'm humbled that people gave us this. And you and I collaborated to make this what it is. And if you notice, I titled it after Kenny Rogers' Lady, but I themed it after Don't Want to Miss a Thing and sealed it with the rose with a kiss from Seal.
Yes, you did. You did that, bro. You did that, bro. Phenomenal ink, Jay. Phenomenal ink.
My man. I can't lie to you. I want to have fun with you by myself, because you are my brother, and I know you and I can have fun for about 2 or 3 hours. But, man, we got to open up these lines.
We got to open up these lines. We are not the only ones tonight that saw these three songs, that thought about these three songs and was like, ooh, I can't wait. So without further ado, you no longer have to wait. So first, poet on the mic tonight, Miss VIP. She told me I can't call her twin anymore, y'all. So, hey, Miss VIP. She didn't call the lawyer and took me out the will. You know,
it's okay. I had to do it. You slayed me. I had to do it.
Am I still in the will? I didn't do nothing wrong.
I'll have to let you know.
Well, you let me know.
All right.
Her voice is so sultry.
I'll let you know.
Van, I talked to her a couple of weeks ago. She said, "So how's your mother doing?" I was like, "See, oh God, she's so fine. She's so fine. Ask about her again."
You are a mess. Right. I'm telling you, you are a mess. Mm-mm-mm.
I know that. So,
hey, CIP.
Well, you know, yeah.
Good to hear from you.
So it's great to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start listening to your piece, let me just say, last night's show was so amazing. It was so good. Y'all be so nasty though. Y'all just be so nasty.
Mm-hmm. I'm not old enough for that show.
I know you're not talking.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
I came to hear some good poetry last night, and I got more than I bargained for because I heard so much more than good poetry, and I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great show you and the Pearl of Negra put on last night. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed that dynamic show, you will have to catch the playback either on Spreaker, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, hey, YouTube, hey, check it out. You can be heard everywhere on Epiphany Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, Twin,
yes.
Now that we've got
yes.
that out of the way, tell us,
mm-hmm.
is it Kenny Rogers or Seal for you tonight?
It was Aerosmith for me tonight.
Ooh, yes.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. All right. So without further ado, we are going to get out of the way. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No
okay.
problem. Go ahead.
are
you locked and loaded?
Was,
go ahead.
I'm locked and loaded, but what I was about to say was, y'all know this is going to be Sap City, right?
How? Mm-hmm. How?
Oh, you know,
it doesn't have to be sappy.
Okay.
You're poets.
Van,
this is your
have you heard VIP say the alphabet? It sounds sappy and seductive. She was like
B C D E F G.
I was like, "Oh, read those letters, baby."
Read them, baby. Read them.
You guys are funny. All right.
But okay. All right. So we're going to get out of the way. So we want you to go ahead and get on down.
All right. I wish I was near you to watch you sleep, hear you breathing, and perhaps see you smile. In your arms, I want to stay, be lost in your warm embrace. I want to stay forever feeling the way I do. I don't want to be away from you because I don't want to miss a thing, not even saying I love you. I dream of you, but pictures in my head can't replace the feeling I get when I kiss your face. While we're apart, the sweetest dream will never do because I miss you and I don't want to miss a thing. Has the universe finally heard me? You got me daydreaming, my heart quickly beating. I'm so happy we're doing this. I can't wait to be with you. I don't want to miss one smile. Between us are many a mile. I miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. I want to hold you close, feel your heart so close to mine. I just want to stay with you for all the rest of time, and that's my piece.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Can I go first?
Absolutely, J-Rob, absolutely.
This, because I'm such a fan of that Aerosmith song, the first time I heard it was in a particular movie. And when I got the soundtrack, I sat in my house, and I cannot front. I was in tears listening to this. It is that powerful of a song. And just listening to how he put it together, when you listen to that chorus, I was like, wow. He told his girl, I don't want to close my eyes because if I even blink, I might miss something about you that I love. And your peace, for me, should be the introduction to that song with the instrumental in the background and then go into the official song. I love this piece of yours.
Oh, well, thank you.
I honestly do. And because you did to one of my favorite songs, I can listen to you do that a couple of different times, and your cadence is so beautiful with it. I'm absolutely perfect with it. Absolutely perfect with it. So thank you.
Wow, I'm humbled. Thank you so much.
Whoa. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, it's, you know, Ms. VIP, there's something to be said when you can take someone else's art and turn it into your art. And you made it, and you made it your own, and you owned it. Dang, I sound like L.A. Reid on X Factor.
You do.
But it was a beautiful piece of poetry, and that close, man, that close was everything. Like, and the way that you said it, oh my gosh, no, I don't want you to miss nothing. You ain't gotta miss a thing. But I guess I could see why you said it's we go to Sab City, because. Yeah, that's kind of sappy.
But hey,
you know my motto. You know my motto. What the world needs is love. So hey, sap it is.
There you go. Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. No, I appreciate
thank you
too. Now, before you mosey on over to the Get Down Dance Floor to set it ablaze for everyone else to get there, talk about what you got going on Wednesday nights, because y'all probably don't have a topic just yet, but let everybody know what you
got
going on.
Well, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we, my diva La Perla Negra, and I are in the Love Zone. And you're right, there's not a topic yet, but rest assured, it's going to be good. All right. So y'all come on out and have
just,
fun with us. We have a lot of
just
fun.
Don't ask the station manager. He might give y'all something off the wall. I mean, I know the guy personally, but
yes,
you might want to stay away from him.
He's a hottie. So we understand. Not to ask him. No, hottie.
Yeah, don't
topic.
Ask him. Don't ask him.
Subject matter too old for J-Rock.
Oh. I just want to be old enough.
I don't know, David. I'm teasing you right here, man. It's a surprise your inbox ain't flooded already this early. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, because that piece was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Miss VIP comes in here with her piece from the same song, and it's just like, uh-oh, all right now. Sap City, here we come. Here we come.
Here we are.
Right.
But all right, Twin. I'm sorry, I called you Twin. All right. All right, Ms. VIP. I've been taking out the wheel, so I gotta pull back. So, you know, I'm a little salty about it. I try to appeal it in court, but man, they said it's your prerogative, so.
Yeah, you can't slay me like that and expect to stay in the family.
Yes. I remember that. But get on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, honey, and shake your tail feather and light the floor ablaze for everyone else, because it's going to be a party tonight, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I got a two-step coming.
Love one mic. Take your
well,
stuff.
Love
get it, baby. Woo.
Hey, Jay, did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I told you. Told you what she did was incredible.
Let's keep this party going. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic is the other half of the Love Zone. We have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Y'all crazy.
Hello, boy.
How you doing?
Y'all crazy. I'm doing.
You doing? How your mama and them doing? How your mama and them doing? Everybody doing good?
How your mama and them doing?
Everybody good? They doing all right?
Everybody good? Everybody good where you at?
Oh, Lord. Y'all crazy. We all good. We all good.
Now,
I'm okay.
The Pearl of Negra. Dynamite show last night. It was chocked full of nastiness. Just,
Yeah, I was in my bag last night.
In the words of Spanky from the Little Rascals, in hell.
Yes. Someone younger than the age of 40 is listening to this. Like, who the heck is the Little Rascals? Who the heck is Spanky?
Mm-hmm. In hell.
Man, that was crazy. So early this morning, I'm like, oh my God, I don't even want to open up this. You contributed.
No, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about, but I am going to turn you over to J-Rob because, I have no idea what you're talking about. J-Rob.
La Pearl.
Yeah.
Okay. Between Seal, Kiss from a Rose, Kenny Rogers, Lady, Aerosmith, Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which one might your piece of poetry encompass this evening?
Well, I am a big fan of Aerosmith, so I chose Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Mm. I see a pattern.
I see a pattern here,
keep my mouth shut.
I see a pattern.
We'll keep my mouth shut.
I see it.
La Pearl, is your piece locked and loaded, beloved?
It is locked and loaded.
In that case, Van and I are going to step away from the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. My world began anew when you appeared and only changed for the better. So when I fell, I allowed my spirit to connect with yours because I'd never want to miss sending the I love you to your heart. The sound of your voice and when you touch me is my favorite food and I love to eat. I could never walk away from you to just friend, because I'd suffer within missing you so, and my beginning would have to be rerouted from the heavens. If not for you, I'd never have the pleasure of romance. To wake without your breath on my neck would be the crime of crimes, because I wouldn't know what true love really meant, and I would spend the rest of my existence asleep. But even the sweetest dream will never do because I don't want to miss a thing. And that's that piece.
Well.
Ooh, I'm mad at you.
What you mad at me for? What I do?
Read that last line one more time, please.
The last line?
Yes, please.
The last sentence? The last sentence is because I don't want to miss a thing. The last stanza. Okay. All right, wait a minute. And to wake without your breath on my neck would be the crime of crimes because I wouldn't know what true love really meant, and I would spend the rest of my existence asleep. But even, wait a minute now.
But even
the sweetest But even the sweetest dream would never do, because I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, that part right there. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm good now. I'm good now. You can talk to Van. I'm good now.
Okay.
Van Meadows.
My God. My God. La Perla Negra. This was an exquisite piece of poetry. I, too, love what you did with your words, with that song, and just how you brought it to life in your piece. You know, man, if Aerosmith was listening right now, they'd be like, girl, come on and sing with us. You ain't got to sing. Just spit that piece. Just spit that piece.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. I just wrote that at 6 o'clock because, honestly, y'all be killing me with the songs here. It's not easy to choose from.
That's J-Rap, man. I just say okay. That's all J. I just say okay.
Y'all be in cahoots.
Okay. Yeah, cahoots.
Nope. As Pharrell would say, I am not collusioning. I am not collusioning.
Right? Right?
Wow.
But you know what? You know what? I like that y'all push my pen like that. I really do, because I truly don't know what to come up with. I'm like, how am I going to write something to this song with these sweet words? I don't know how to write over top of this. But then I come up with something, so I thank y'all for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Now, get on out there on that Get Down dance floor, and I want to see you and VIP go ahead and do the kid and play kick step, because the DJ got it queued up.
Yes. Come on, baby. Come on,
that
baby.
That music I was playing made me want to put some skates back on. I was daring.
Okay. Oh, girl. It's about to get live.
Yes.
It's about to get live. Just check out what I'm playing. It's about to get live.
Right. Mm. Okay, I got to
go. All right, La Perla Negra. Before you go, talk about your show. I'm sorry, how can I forget that?
Okay, which one?
You got three that you on, so go ahead and highlight. Just highlight them all.
All right. Well, actually, tomorrow night I'm standing in for Murda on Breathe Easy. Because she asked me to do the show for her. She's not going to be able to. And it is open mic, okay? Saturday night is Poetic Therapy, and that is also open mic always, okay? So y'all come on in and relieve some mental stress, and then I'll send you over to the therapist's office. And y'all can sit on the couch and get some more of your stress out.
I liked the therapist's office last time I was there.
Good Lord.
She was so fine, Jay. She was so fine.
Yeah, he went next door. I spoke to her. We got to talk because we got to talk about that. She needs some therapy herself.
She was the one asking all the questions. What was I supposed to do? Not answer them?
Twisted ass answers.
Lord.
But then after Saturday, you got Monday, right? Man.
Yes, Monday for this Neo Soul Cafe. Now, I think this is, I think it's open mic too. I'm not sure. But we're gonna let For Real and Poetic and Jeanette, Lord, come up with something for you guys. And on Wednesday night, we have the Love Zone. Y'all come in and get caught up. Now, we don't have a topic, like my sexy diva said, but I guarantee you it'll have something to do with touch. Okay? So y'all take it as, and leave it at that.
Here we go.
And that's about it. every night of the week, Tiffany got something going on at 9 p.m. So y'all come on through.
Love it. Well, we're gonna usher you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can, like I said, get that kid and play kick step going.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let me find my kids.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way, La Perla Negra. Check her out, y'all. She's standing in tomorrow night. Breathe Easy. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy. Monday night, The Soul Cafe. And then Wednesday, The Love Zone. Oh, my God. And I thought, man, my hobby was the hardest working man on radio. Whew. My goodness. But are we ready to keep this party going, bro?
I am so ready. Who do we have next, Van Meadows?
Oh, man, speaking of Mojave, we got Iron Man, y'all. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, he is host of War Council, The Hidden Honey Drippers, and Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all that jazz, and Fly Speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Iron Man, Mojave.
Iron Man.
What it do, bro?
Iron Man. Says some poetry like Iron Can. I'm sorry.
What's happening? Gentlemen, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Mojave.
Good evening, my brother.
It is good to be.
Doing good.
It is good. Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's good to be in the presence of such illuminous gentlemen that do the things that you do that bring in the best on Thursday nights here on the Epiphany Radio Universe. Thank you, sir, very much.
I'm going to say, he's looking in the mirror talking to himself again.
Yeah, I was about to say that. He's talking to himself again. It's
this
okay.
Guy.
We understand.
This guy.
Mm-mm. So I'm going to, I'm just telling you right now, my pee sucks. I tried to follow
you. I don't believe
you. I don't know if I actually did it.
I don't believe you.
I'm just saying.
I don't believe you.
I flubbed this one. I phoned it in, you know. I kicked the field goal instead of running for the touchdown. I'm just warning you. Just don't be mad at me. Just don't be mad.
I don't believe you.
Nope,
it's true.
We'll be the judge of that. We'll be the judge of that. But my husband,
yeah, that's right.
My broski, my brother.
Yes.
My New
yes.
York brother. Tell me.
Yes,
something.
Brethren. Yes, is Broham, it, brother Aya.
Broham.
Yes.
My brother. Is it Aerosmith? Seal.
Aerosmith. Aerosmith.
Oh man.
I see a pattern.
Kenny Rogers ain't getting no love. That's 1, 2, 3.
Open
that's 4. 4 for Aerosmith. So,
open the door.
Since your piece,
my piece is locked and loaded. My piece
go
is
ahead
locked
and get
loaded.
Down.
All right.
Ready to get down.
All right. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender, watch you smile while you were sleeping. I could stay lost in this moment forever while you're far away and dreaming, because I'd miss you, baby. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep, and I don't want to miss a thing. More than that, they say that you can't be dreaming if you're awake and aware, and somehow I stare in this mirror asking what, how, who, out of the blue arrived, you. But you remind me of a J. Dilla remix of The Far Side. So I granted her a wish, and I stayed in this dream just a little while longer. Feeling stronger, words tickling places, hidden, not seen since birth, non-concrete, liquefying under her sweet, the sounds and the words to find myself fighting the sky with a smile, driving closer to my heart's border. 7 leagues in a short while, this somewhere, somehow, this come here is the right now, the threatening of a good time to make me wonder if her kiss is the good as I dream, how her conversation makes my mind cream, but her thickness is beyond the seams of good jeans, and so it seems I'm awake, yet dreaming, but every waking moment scheming to steal her attention, her time, and if swift enough her heart, I just want to hold you close. Feel your heart so close to mine. Just stay here in this moment for the rest of time. Yeah. 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 And I've almost forgotten how to run to her. Makes her question my doubts. Turn the realm of impossible inside out. And oh, darling, I got a quote. I guess everybody needs somebody to love, but you can't leave love lonely. 'Cause being naive to it, you can lose it just like that. See, kisses for the bruises don't make it heal back and be that sex appeal from the next, and not necessarily the sex. And the one-night appeal to the intellect having a great effect on how they're feeling. Stimulation breaking down their shields and for the real, and it stands mysteriously. Curiosity, it kills a cat, and all of a sudden, so mentally, they're trapped behind these fantasies with no action, searching for a remedy. She just loves her man, and it's a Jeff and Jagger chemistry. And it flares when the desire's on fire, quick to diffuse, love's for higher. Belief is greater than I imagine. Imagine what is greater than the wish. And never did someone for anyone except stand with empty hands. And she asked me if I was ready for my dreams to come true. As if dreams do, and these dreams do happen to you. She asked me if I would take her hand, and I was off. Being led is scary. Thigh in full sight, and I could see I likened her approach to a seduction, the reduction of my morals and principles just to touch and taste all that she was willing to offer. Fill my coffers full of lust and sweat and pleading of what happens when she is controlled and the motion of her hips damning me to ecstasy and release. And I wanted her in the way that your soul opens up like you crafted your witness specifically with the purpose of creating a warm sea for me to sail in. I don't mind high tide. I'm prepared to swim in you. Ready to drown and let me lose air and ecstasy. The roughness of the undertow does not frighten me. I just want to go deeper into your sea. I like it when you play tough, want you to fuck you hard, manhandle you rough, rob you naked and be like run your orgasm, hold you hostage with my dagger, pushing it slow till you give it up, till your body bleeds climax, overflowing, ongoing, never abrupt. I don't want you to take all of it, my inner vision, my passion, my fashion to a fuck built by a screw. Make love to me with all of you, how your knees bend, stomach undulates, shoulder stern, back vibrates, lip knowing, hip showing me what can happen when two become a we. Radiate the sun through your clit and let it shine with precipitation. And the excess and the entrance of we. I just keep dreaming. I want to hold you close. Feel your heart close to mine and stay here in this moment for the rest of the time. Yeah. 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 Every moment with you is a moment I treasure. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. I could spend my life in the sweet surrender, watch you smile while you are sleeping. I could stay lost in this moment forever while you're far away and dreaming. And I miss you. I don't want to fall asleep. And I don't want to miss a thing. Poem.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
First of all, I'm about to sound like Jay. I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you for this piece. Bruh.
That part. That
Bruh,
part.
You
that
talking
part.
Like you wrote some fluff, from fluff, flooring, fluff. Nah, man, that was beautiful, man. That was a beautiful piece. Real talk, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Jay.
This brother wrote a piece as if him and old girl was in the bathtub together. With the bubbles, two or three candles. She's like, what do you like about me? And he's like, I wasn't even ready to tell you this, but oh, my God. And then he hit with the line, you crafted your wetness. I'm like, what? Are her kisses as good as my dreams? What? I don't want to close my eyes because I might miss a thing while I'm in this bathtub with you watching you craft your wetness. I'm sorry. This is so damn dope.
But there was a line in there, yo. That grabbed
a line.
There
were like 14
like, so,
of them.
Yeah, you're right, but there was one specific line. Yo said...
Give it to me.
Making my brain cream. You ain't think
I caught
that, bro? You ain't think I caught that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bruh. that opens up like a whole new realm of possibilities just from that line.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
that's what's going
on. I'm sorry. See, man, and he's so dope. He's like, yeah, it's just something I pulled out. Yeah. Yo, you can have it.
Yeah.
Like, I got something else. You kids, y'all play with that. Y'all go play with that in some matches. Y'all go play with that. It's already advised. Y'all go play with that.
Wallin. Y'all the wallin.
Hey, man. Dope piece, though, man. But listen, man. First off, let me congratulate you on the hottest Honey Dripper show that I have ever been a part of on Tuesday night. I'm letting you know.
That was some sexy. That was some sexy shit, wasn't it? Wasn't it some sexy shit?
That was sexy shit.
I was stammering. People had me gone. Man, listen, everybody was hot. Everybody came and did their thing, man. I don't know. I felt like I was in the middle of a verbal erotic poetry orgy. It was kind of crazy. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay. It was, you know, we missed you, J. Rob. But I'm just saying, you know, because we missed you. But we didn't really miss you because we was just like it was like you know. But we missed you though.
I heard you was in the zone. I was listening during my lodge meeting. And I had to cut it off when the worship master asked me for some stuff. But I liked what I heard. If they could see, they could tell I was
Brother
smiling.
Robinson, huh?
Right.
They were like,
Brother
Robinson,
like
right worshipful.
Man, I get in school.
Right worshipful Robinson. I was like, Banani! I'm sorry, what did you say, worse?
What did you say?
Right.
I was like, Punani worship. I apologize. You were like, are you listening to us? Or you gonna cut off your phone? I was like, I'll turn my phone off. Worse.
I'm just gonna say a certain person, Miss Barnum of Calibre P. You know, certain people they said, look at me, and it's like, oh wait a minute, I'm not used to that. Oh my God, people was clutching their pearls, and once again, you know. The panties are going down.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to listen to that playback.
I'm telling you, you're gonna have to listen to that playback because
that sounds interesting.
People was like before we were wicked. People was astral projecting. People was doing all kinds of stuff, swallowing sounds in people's throat, taking things, warming it up, putting it down, getting it wet, swimming in it,
kidnapping baby. Man,
but kidnapping babies.
And not giving them back.
Straight kidnapping.
Yes.
But
let
everybody know what's jumping off this coming Tuesday, bro.
All right. Well, this coming Tuesday, we are going back. We are doing another. We're doing another installment of War Council. We will continue the conversation. Damage Part 2. We're running it back because we was on it. If you missed the War Count, you got to come to. If you got opinions, you want to talk about stuff that's happening in the current black community regarding relationships and community and relationships, because we're going to talk about this Kevin Samuels thing again. We're going to get back into it. We're going to talk about the relationship, real openness, real honest conversation, real stuff. You need to be there. It's people really talking. Really talking that talk, you can learn something now. Please realize that, you know, any therapeutic measure that you decide to take is not attributed to us. This is a free speech radio. We are protected by the First Amendment. Please understand that whatever you decide to do is what you do on your own. Please don't bring any litigation to us, Epiphany Radio, or anybody else involved in this. These are things that you must buy on your own, although the ideas are good as fucking shit if you listen to them. So that's what we're doing on Tuesday. It's going to be really fantastic. You should come through. Discuss your issues. It's going to be fun. Bring your shit. Let's talk shit, be shit, do shit. War Council.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much for that. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can do the dance of your choice, which will be?
The middle finger to Dave because he talks too much junk.
That's going to be a sexy-ass dance.
Middle finger to Dave.
All right, brother.
Oh, Sasquatch ass.
Listen, man, get over there and get on your dance and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. My brother.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave, host of the Hidden War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers, and Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Yeah, that show.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Please dial 319-527-6300 and then press 1 when you get here if you desire to get on the mic tonight. Listen, because after 11 o'clock, you're not going to be able to hear the rest of this dynamic show. Ain't that right, J-Rod? That is a stone truth.
That is a stone truth. You don't want to miss the rest of this. You don't want to miss the rest of this.
You do not. I promise you do not, because the poetry that's coming after that first round of fire, whew, that first hour, I should say. Man, listen, let's just get right to it. You ready for the next one, Jay? Are you ready, my brother?
Let's get it. I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic next, y'all, it is our brother C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double, what's good, bro?
Oh, I'm doing well. What's good with you, Van? What's good with you, J-Rob? Because
salute, big bro.
I took some notes. Salute to you. I took some
salute
notes to you, brother, after listening to the both of y'all and Mojave. Note I took for you, Van, was you came in like Boris Kojo on the BET Hip Hop Cypher with Kevin Hart after receiving Tyler Perry's LSP privileges in all of his movies.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Yes.
I like Boris. I like Boris.
Yeah. And J-Rob, I think you'll like the note I put for you. You came in like Isaac Hayes, Black Moses, and Wattstax, then came in slaying females like Tyrese, asking, how you going to act like that?
Mm.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah. Love it, man. Love it.
As for Mojave, I mean, dude, he just brought that Calvin Klein Hold the Smell of It pheromone poetry right there. I'm like, how you fighting them women off, man? That's what I want to know.
Right. See? Speak on it, man. Speak on it, bro.
Yeah, for real. Man.
I'm just
I am enjoying this show. Definitely, and y'all did it to me this time. I'm like, dang, you picked those three?
It was all J-Rob. Like I said, I just said yes. I just listened and said, okay, yep, that's it.
That's what happened, y'all. That's exactly what happened. That's how it went down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dang. I went from music appreciation to poetry appreciation and just that fast. Whew. Wow.
I love it.
I thank you.
All right.
So,
my brother.
Sam Adams.
My brother. That's on you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my brother.
Yes.
My brother. would it be for you, Seal, Kiss from a Rose, Kenny Rogers, Lady, or Aerosmith, Don't Want to Miss a Thing, for you?
All great songs, but, you know, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. I got to gamble on Lady.
Okay.
By Kenny Rogers.
My man. Okay.
Is your piece locked and loaded?
Why, yes, it is.
Well, then let me and Van back up so you can go on and get down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called Hey Lady. Stay with me because I've got a story to tell about me, a brother you think you know so well. Take a T.O. for a while because you don't want to miss a thing. Get your popcorn ready because I'm about to begin. So listen real close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hey, lady, did you know I was a player? I want to kiss you at halftime in this stadium in my $20,000 chinchilla fur coat. And am I drunk? Yes. I could care less about the team struggling. I just want to kiss you. Then give you dentures, free meals, and Medicare coverage. Back in the 70s, I wore pantyhose in a commercial, and ladies love my legs. Talk all the smack you want. I'm going to win this game, I guarantee. I'll take you back to Malibu, Barbie, and we're going to have some kids. Maybe I'll settle down, tire as a player, but today is just not the day. Coming straight from the Himalayas, I got so many layers to show off down to my gaiters. The secret to this wardrobe is you've got to coordinate, friends. Bang, bang, bang. I'm shooting my gift. I'm shooting my shot. From Cincinnati to Bangladesh, remember that one night in Bangkok, I got a kiss from a rose. But that lady was crazy. After sex, she glued my private parts to a stapler and my music sheet papers. I asked why. She said, I don't want to miss a thing. No. She's been stalking me from California to Grenada. I hired a private investigator, but she managed to evade her. One time, I thought I saw her at a casino in Las Vegas. From behind, I tapped the shoulder. What turned around? The dude looks like a lady. That was more cold-blooded than five fingers to the face in. Cocaine must be a hell of a drug. As I thought, he said, I'm Rick James, bitch. But this transgender smile lifted up his skirt, showing off a Brazilian waxed surgical designer vagina, and I looked again. It was Wendy Williams. I woke up from this dream with chills and a cold sweat. I vowed never again to drink that brass monkey and king cobra. I got to detox, go to Alcoholics Anonymous and get sober. Got a call from Rose the other day, and this girl is living her life like it's golden. Was I crazy to up and marry my stalker like Luke and Laura? And how could she marry her rapist and millions of people applaud it? Sorry, I went off topic. But what sealed my deal was Rose became my killer. After catching me with Heather Locklear and Denise Richards in bed, thanks for listening to my thriller. Am I still winning in peace?
Yo.
My God.
I seriously dig how you flip those words back and forth, how you flip them topics and make it all touch at the same time. I dig what you did with this. I dig what you did with this. I love this piece. I really, really love this piece. Your metaphors were real sick on this one, bruh. Very, 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 very good how you did this. I'm sorry, Van Metals wanted to talk, but I really like this piece.
Thank you, bro.
I got a few things to say about this piece. First of all, I used to have a huge crush on Heather Locklear back in the day. Oh, my God.
Woo!
It used to be bad. It used to be bad. But yep. Then the other thing that you mentioned in this piece that has me very, very saddened a little bit. You mentioned Luke and Laura. For those of you who were too young to know, Luke and Laura was General Hospital's it couple.
Yep.
And I used to watch that soap opera when I was younger with my mama. That's how I know the soap operas. It's kind of crazy because General Hospital was my mother's, and Young and the Restless was my great-grandmother's. And I, too, love the way what you did with these words and flipped the topics and made all of the everything connect. But, bro, that dream was sick and twisted. Transgender, surgical made vagina, woke up, you know, then it was Wendy Williams. I said, oh, my God.
Do you know that after I wrote that, I wrote that this morning, it was like, whew, dang. That's where the cold sweat came from. I'm like, oh, God.
I peeped that.
Yeah, man, that was dope, man. I listened intently to this piece because the way that you did it, then the way that you ended it, too. Thriller, my man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Great piece, bro. Great piece, man.
Thank you.
I concur.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you very much.
You ready to get out there on that dance floor, man, to show them what you're working with?
Well, let's take it back to the Funky Chicken or the Billy White Shoes Johnson, I guess. We'll do that.
Woo! Billy White Shoes Johnson.
My man.
Kids, YouTube, Google that.
Absolutely, brother. We're on his way to the dance floor, y'all. It's our brother, C-34 Music, y'all. One love, one mic, brother. Continue taking your socks off.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, that's a bad boy right there, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He just threw all of that together in there like that, man. It was all relatable. That's the crazy thing. It was a story, and it was all relatable, man. He did. He really did. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic. Uh-oh. We got Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon in the building. What's good, my bro? My brother. What's good with you, bro? Divine, are you muted?
Yo, Divine.
Yo, I'm here. I'm sorry.
My man.
Yes, we can hear you.
What's happening, bro?
What's good, bro?
Going down? Man, I'm just trying to be like y'all, man.
I don't know, man. I'm doing this
with Mirrors. Van is that dude.
Nah, I don't know about that one, man. I'm just some guys here on the mic. You know, you guys inspire me. So don't even come at me like that, man.
Both of y'all are the Dons.
Humble, bro. Appreciate you.
If I should be so lucky as to be considered the Don when it comes to this poetry thing, then from your lips to God's ears, and I so thank you, bro, on many levels for many reasons.
Hey, no problem, man. You deserve it, man. I don't come out and play with too many people, so when I do, you know, it must be a special night. So when I say something like that, it's from the heart. You know that. Both of y'all know that.
Right on.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate you. Definitely know it.
So, how
y'all feeling now?
Fine.
Good, man. How you feeling?
Listen, you came on the show. I'm feeling magnificent right now.
Right.
That's good to hear.
I'm feeling magnificent. And Van Meadows came up with this show topic, and you showed up. It's a damn good Thursday night.
Oh, man. He's too modest. Hey, man. You got to see
a musical guy.
I do got to tell you, Divine Demon, man. I got to tell you, bro. You can't be sending me messages in my inbox that's going to have me all teary-eyed, bro. You can't do that, bro. You can't do that, bro.
What he said.
Because, man, I had to take a break, bro. I had to take a break during my workday, man, to watch that video and just have a moment with God with that video, bro. So I humbly thank you and I appreciate you. Because I love commission, bro. Love commission. Fred Hammond is my favorite gospel singer. Favorite.
I'm glad it gave you what you was looking for, man. Just thought about you, man. I saw. I'm not serious.
Hey, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Had me teary-eyed though, bro. I had tears in my eyes, bro. I did.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm not alone. So I'm good now.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm very good now. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
No
Ben, you want to ask our mutual brother the magic of the evening?
Absolutely, brother. So my brother, Divine Demon Man. How many times did I just say brother in that sense? Anybody know? Anyway,
seven.
Is it going to be Aerosmith, Seal, or Kenny Rogers for you tonight, my brother?
It's going to be Seal.
Yes.
We'll go against the odds.
My man.
Okay.
Well, listen, me and Jay we're gonna step back, allow you to grace the mic, and go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right. She was 5'4", about 137 pounds, bow-licking, had an apple bottom that was perfectly round. She had crescent-shaped dimples that could hold raindrops. Her hair was jet black and fine as silk. It started at her eyebrows and stopped at her knees. Her essence was omnipresent. I wasn't a beggar, but she always made me say please. I knew she was out of my league, but I cherished her respect and her existence. It took me 3 years for the first date, but I was persistent. I dreamed of her before we crossed paths. Couldn't get her out of my system. Her touch was like a kiss from a rose. I was inclined to grip her vine and watch her buds grow. She told me to take it slow, and she was hungry for my prose. I was a proud poet, couldn't blow it. I knew why I was chose. My teachers would say I was chosen. She was highly educated, so we celebrated with words that were spoken. She put a hex on my lyrical fix. Even though I was sick with my bick, she engulfed me with her heavenly potion. She was a chocolate dream, a walking saint, you know what I mean? So insanely beautiful, it had to be a sin. I wanted to be her lover. She said, no, we can only be friends. I saw the lump in my throat and took it on the chin. I didn't know how and hated to think we could ever end. Said, I know you're a great lover, but I'm not here for that, and I don't follow trends. Now, here's where it gets sticky. You still with me? We meandered for 72 hours. I was my Superman, but she was my super fan, being that her gave me superpowers. She said, I made her feel different. So I massaged her vortex. I was smooth as a Rolex. I always watched her reflex and gave her special effects. Not in the physical, but truly spiritual. See, she made my spirit glow. Then she told me time's getting short and her departure was coming near. Tears came to my eyes. I pretended not to hear. I said, why must you leave and how do you come to this decision? She said, I came to witness your golden pen. I have not completed the mission. She held me tight. I wiped a tear from my cheeks. If she said something hit me ever so deep. Confusion set in as my mind was scrambled. I'd been through a great deal, but this was more than I could handle. She levitated slowly and sprouted wings like an angel. She said, please understand that I'm always with you and you never have to fear. She said, our creator allowed me to create her, and our bond is more than dear. As she slowly drifted away, I dropped my pen and closed my eyes. Was this a perfect dream or a nightmare? Only God knows. Was she my soulmate or just a subject in my perfect prose? She was ever so gentle. It wasn't accidental. She was a kiss from a rose. And peace, Christ, gifted.
Man.
Dog, he started to piece off with the music in the background. I was on edge.
Man. Bro, that was so good, man. Oh, my God, that was so good. Man, because listen, when I heard the music, I was like, okay. And then you open the lines, I was like, oh, he's about to be straight erotic. But you didn't. You flipped it. You flipped
right,
it and
right,
you turned
right.
it into this beautiful love piece. I was like, oh, my God, like this is bananas right now. But, yo, that right there was some exquisite ink in my brother, man. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. No doubt, J-Rob.
Man, you ever been at your grandma's house when you was a kid, and for some reason you just, you couldn't fall asleep until you heard that put, put, put in the kitchen?
Yeah.
When you listen,
you
listening to this brother's piece, and it's just so soothing, and it just, all you hear is that twit, twit, twit. He just dripped this piece with all kind of, ooh, babies. And he had the music killing it in the background. I thought you was going to do the erotic joint too. And then it swayed into this romanticism, and I said, this mother
right. Right. Oh, man.
I told people on the event page that the brother about to light it up. I got to put another one in that says, I wasn't ready.
Yeah, I got my cheeks hurting for real.
That was a dynamite piece.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Appreciate that for real. That made my night. Nah, just y'all's appreciation of that.
You, well, the feeling's mutual, bro.
Thanks, man.
Without a doubt, man. Now we're going to get you on over to that Get Down dance floor, bro. You ready? You ready to show them some moves, man?
Yeah, I'm old school, so I'm gonna start it with the walk for Morris Day, and then I'm gonna close with the slide.
There you go,
my brother. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor is our brother Divine Demon. Watch out now, because he's going to come in there with that Morris Day.
y'all be cool.
All
you
right,
too, brother.
Man, I just knew he was going to jump into an erotic piece, Jay. I just knew it was going to be erotic.
Bro, I really thought that was coming.
He flipped it on us, man. That's hey, man, listen. I love it, man. I love the poetry I'm hearing tonight, man. Everything I've heard tonight has been phenomenal. And I'm just excited, man. Let's keep this party going, man. Let's keep this party going. You ready, Jay?
I'm so ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, next artist on the mic, area code 614. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Hey, code 614, are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
We can hear you now.
Who do we
this
have?
This is Kelly Connor.
Hey, Kelly.
How you doing? Good.
Welcome.
I've really been enjoying the show tonight. There is some major talent going on.
Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you
yes.
for your piece last week. That was some beautiful poetry.
Thank you.
Kelly came through last week and just did the damn thing. So, yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, Jay, you did it for her. You read that piece for her.
Yes,
so.
Thank you, J-Rob. That made my whole day.
Kelly,
now, you did that for me.
Didn't you go to an HBCU?
I went to Howard University, HU.
Listen. I went to Lincoln University. So from one HBCU cat to a HBCU kitten, I had to do it.
Right. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Most welcome, beloved.
This is my very first time ever calling into a show, so I'm a little nervous, but it's been amazing. So I've been enjoying everything I've heard. So,
J-Rab,
well,
did you hear what she said?
It's her first time, Van. Her first time, Van.
No, not just her first time calling our show. Her first time
calling a show.
Any show.
Ever. Yes.
Man.
She went to an HBCU. Yes.
She did. She did. That's what I'm talking
about. That's love, man.
HU represent.
That's great love, man.
Yeah.
You know what? No. I'm going to stand to the side because I read her piece last week, so I'm going to stand to the side and let Van handle this one.
All right.
Van, that's cool. Van, be
that's
nice.
Cool.
It's her first time. Make her feel welcome.
I'm going to be nice, Jay. I'm going to be nice.
Okay. Be like Steve Harvey. Be nice.
Nah, I'm not going to be like Steve Harvey. I'm going to be like Steve Harvey. Because he's nice in a mean kind of way. But, Kelly, tell us tonight, is it going to be Aerosmith, Kenny Rogers?
You know, this was a hard choice for me because I am a huge Seal fan. I love Seal, but I went with Aerosmith on this one.
Okay.
So, I didn't title it. I just titled it with the song piece. You know, Don't Want to Close My Eyes. And
she liked
I guess here we go.
All right, we're going to get out of the way.
I grew up on it. Yeah. So
we're get out of the way, so you can go ahead and get on down.
Okay. All right. If I close my eyes for a second, just for a second, I might miss this. I can tell you nothing would be worth it. I need to hear your every breath in my ear, your every beat in my heart. Tell me you feel the same. A dream can never capture what I feel, no matter how real, but still. I dream about you wide awake. Your heart is mine, and yes, please believe me when I say yes, you are the only one. There will never be another moment. Unless you are the stepping stone of everyone. I need all of you, every second, every minute, because I refuse to close my eyes unless I can reach over and reach and feel you by my side. And if by literal chance my eyes are shut, just know you live behind the lids. This, right here, right now, you are every single thing, every single moment, and I just don't want to miss a thing. I can't miss a thing. I might miss too much, your kiss, your touch. I think I'll stay for more than a while. I think I'll stay forever. Living in your smile, because there is not one moment I plan to miss. Just promise me this. You will be there too. But baby, just know if I ever close my eyes for just a moment or two, I've memorized every scent and scene of you. And I can still see all of you. And I still won't miss a thing. And that's my piece.
J-Rob. You go
first.
Yes,
sir. I'm clapping, man. I can't do nothing. I'm clapping, man. This was an exquisite piece of poetry. A very exquisite piece of poetry. In the beginning, I didn't know where you was taking it. And then as I just closed my eyes and listened to your cadence, I loved where you took this. I truly, truly dig where you took this piece. And I loved how you stayed in pocket with the song itself. Piece just absolutely dope for me. Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, I say I didn't hear any ounce of nervousness in that piece. As you went through it, and there was a line in there that captured me as well. I've memorized every scent and scene.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I need to say that again. I've memorized every scent and scene of you. First of all, do you even understand, for a man that loves to wear cologne, how many scents he may have? Oh my God. And then there is a natural scent. But Jay, she said she's memorized every scent
and seen of you. Oh, my God. This piece was very exquisite. Very, very exquisite, very delicious. And those lines right there, or that line, it says a lot. It says a lot about the piece. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. This is a beautiful piece. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both. Thank you guys so much.
No,
we
thank you.
Now, look, I have to be, now I have to be my Steve Harvey. Now I have to be my Steve Harvey. Now, don't make this the last time that you bring it here.
Yeah,
this better be your first and last time.
It won't be. It will not be the last time.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Thank you.
Now, I hope you like to dance, because that get down dance floor is pretty thick out there tonight.
I don't really know what that's about. I kept hearing it all night, and I'm just like, I don't know what
you
want to
know what it is,
so.
Right? You want to know what it is? It's just an imaginary dance floor that everybody wants to and just get on down.
Oh, well, I'm about to bring it all back.
If you go into the event page and look at all that music that's being played in the event page, you're going to get your dance shoes back.
I'm a 90s teen. I'm about to bring back all the old stuff.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much
for having me. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kelly Connor. Some of y'all have seen her on Facebook with her work, but now you got to hear her live and in color.
Whew, and she J-Rod. Debuted her poetry on the
Yes,
get
she did,
down.
On the Get Down. Man. Well, we're going to go from a Howard University first time caller queen to a resident comedian of the Get Down and Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Metaphoria.
Goddamn time. Well, I tell you what, sit around these long-ass motherfucking lines and shit, like they're giving away cheese and shit, that you'd be late sometimes. See, I got to stop being late. I got to get back to being early. I'm an old motherfucker now. I fall asleep quick. Shit, I sat here and drank 3 cups of coffee and took 2 no-dos trying to stay woke. But goddamn it, I'm here. So, how y'all doing with y'all country asses?
Good evening, David.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, boy, I done heard some sappy shit here tonight. Goddamn. Shit, we need to pump up something in the bar. You've been here or something. Everybody's been all sentimental and shit. It just makes you want to go take a shit. Boy, that's what it do. All that love should just make you want to
shit.
That's
what good music does.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about good music, hell. I ain't know none of the motherfucking songs, except I knew somewhat of the one. I didn't know who sang it, didn't know the name of it. I must have heard it on a commercial, and I'd be walking around singing it sometime. That's okay, that was cool. That CEO motherfucker, I ain't never listened to none of his shit. I just know that's the African dude with the skull on his face, looked like a Klingon or something. That's all I know about him. He used to be married to the white woman. But I ain't never listened to his music because the shit probably is depressing. If you got a big-ass skull on your face, I'm pretty sure your music is depressing, and I don't want to hang myself. So I ain't listening to that shit, but I'm here, you know.
You know what? I'm trying not to laugh. Because Seal might be listening. So I'm trying not to laugh.
If he's listening, he's laughing too. He's laughing too. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, man, something wrong. You got to
be able to laugh at yourself with a big-ass scar on your face here. You see that motherfucker every morning. Ain't nothing that you going to do going to hide that scar.
That is true, Dave. That is true.
Dave
so
is
true.
Evil on another level for no reason, but I can't remember. That was funny.
I'm just saying, okay. But I did do a piece, though. I did do that.
Do you know any of the artists that we spoke of, Dave?
No. So I did a piece, you know, Chuck Berry is one of my favorite artists, and his number one smash hit that I would like all the ladies in the world to know about, My
no.
Ding-a-ling.
No,
that's
no,
what I did
no,
a piece about.
No, Dave, no, we're not, I'm not going to let you do that, Dave, no, no, Dave, Dave, stop, you stop it, no, no. No, Dave, you're going to go somewhere else with that one. You're not doing Chuck Berry song tonight, Dave. We're not doing Chuck Berry, Dave. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I got another one, then. I won't do the Chuck Berry one. I got another one.
Thank you.
I did one over.
Hello?
Dave? What
Dave.
Happened?
Dave.
Are you serious? His call dropped?
His call drop?
His call drop. Ah, oh, that sucks.
He's gonna call back. Please get him in.
Yeah,
get
he'll call
in
back.
As possible.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving. Go to the next caller. Area code 609. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, King?
What's good, what's King,
brother? I'm in the trenches right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Bells,
that's okay.
Residents. But, y'all, I got y'all, though. You know what I mean? This piece is. Kiss. Huh?
I was going to say, between the three artists, which ones do you got, bro?
Oh, I'm a rock with Phil, man.
My man. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get out. Me and Van going to get out the way and let you get on down.
All right, no doubt.
Get
you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
That's peace. All right, this piece I titled on Kiss from a Rose. Only during the moonlight I feel your emotions deep inside of me. Wherever your thoughts may be, let me send you what your eyes can't see. May this letter of sentiment address anything you hope for. Allow my drive and motivation to open a window or a door. If I may enter only to bring you with me on a nice peaceful journey. You'll never worry, travel early to a place where love is worthy. The skies are very light as the sun beams through clouds of joy, filling each other's void as we embrace each other's choice, memorizing one another's expressions so we can hold dear to heart. Start with a kiss that will spark something magical as we mark the moment that begin and extend to a beautiful wind, placing the flowers upon showers of words that represent. Only reason that I accept what you bring is just because of a feeling inside of us we can trust and never discuss. Lose control while we take in the time that we have here. It's the kiss from a rose that appear when love is near. King.
My brother. Man, do y'all hear this? Do y'all hear this? That's what
Yo,
I feel.
You know what? If Van, if we didn't have so many callers, I would have him do this piece a second time slower because this shit is so fucking dope. And I'm sorry for cursing. But this piece is that damn dope.
I
have you do it a second
that,
time.
Yeah, I'm on the ropes
like
at
this.
Work, man. So that's why my joint is like right there. You know, I ain't in the comfort of my home and shit. You know what I mean?
I completely
but,
understand.
But
if
I had
to come
on your brother's show, man, I ain't been on there in a minute. So I was like, yo, I got to get up in there tonight. I don't care.
Yeah, we appreciate
hey,
you
man,
for
we
that,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate you, man. Definitely, bro.
Hey,
no doubt, appreciate
hey post
too,
that
man.
In the event page, man. Post that in the event page so other people can hear it. And read it, please.
Yo, bro, I even put some music behind it, too. I did a recording and shit yesterday.
So stop playing. Let's get it.
All right, I'll post it up in there.
My man.
All right, no doubt.
All right, brother.
Thank you, King.
Thank you, King.
Yeah, no doubt, brothers. Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's King Atterbury. Man, you can find this brother every Tuesday live, 8 o'clock, YouTube, Let's Talk Poetry Corner. Man, y'all have got to tune into that show, man. That is a dynamic show. You hear poets live and in color. I love that show, man. Love that show. Let's get Mr. Metaphoria back in here.
Yeah, you black motherfuckers drop me.
Stop hanging up, man. Stop hanging up. Stop hanging
that's
up.
What the fuck y'all do? Your sorry sons of bitches drop me.
Nobody drop
say the shit
you're
supposed to say,
you.
And I'm going to spit my piece because this is bullshit.
You dropped
yourself. You dropped yourself because
I'm running the board.
Said,
and you dropped yourself.
He said something about what was it? Chuck Berry. And the Epiphany Radio lady said, that's not my favorite song, because she used to date Chuck Berry and Let It Go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened. That goddamn white woman hung up on me. That's what you can always guarantee. Once a nigga starts spitting his mind, a white woman gonna hang the fuck up on him. Ain't that a bitch? So go ahead, say the shit y'all supposed to say, and then I'ma spit. That fuck blocked
up
right
now. Let me say it. The views of David Mott are not the views of Dan Meadows and John Robinson on the Get Down on Thursday nights on the Epiphany Radio Universe.
So my brother.
Oh, the mic is yours, Dave. Go on and get down, boy.
Yeah, this shit ain't got no title, but here we go. And it is so that I have found the one in which my heart beats for forevermore. And nevermore shall I be empty, quoth the raven, for it is she who has knocked outside my chamber doors and opened each one. It is she who knows how to teach one, for she has reached one, as she has taught me how to love. I don't want to close my eyes, yet when I do, I long to see the images of her embedded in my mind that I can never remove. I still hold fast to the first glass in which her lips kissed during our first dinner date, holding to something so simple yet so complex, completely vexed by the thought of this meaning so much. I just want to touch what she's touched. I just want to trace every fingerprint left on the moonlit nights as well as every footprint left on the sunny skies. I want to drown in her eyes. Regardless, living in each stolen moment as if yesterday left not one stain that will remain upon today as we prepare for the dreams of tomorrow. No nightmares. And even though I don't want to fall asleep, for in slumber I cannot stare upon her beauty, I pray to awaken each day next to her, hoping to be the best for her, knowing that perfection has only been perfected by one and I am not he, I can still be the best I can be. I just want to be in the presence of her essence, even if she's already made her exit, because rest assured, I've already been missing her since the first thought of I had of her leaving, even though I knew she was sure to return. Torched by the pain of loneliness, oh yes, I've been burned, but with her all is new. All is well. I find within her heaven that she's rescued me from a worldly hell and know that I could never, ever forget her because I've been missing her long before the day I ever met her. But I no longer want to miss my baby. I want to inhale her exhale, allowing nothing more in the world to be blessed by any of her releases but me. Selfishly, I don't want to miss a thing. Not one fucking thing. In peace.
Van, you want to tell him?
Yeah. Man, how dare you say that you didn't know any of the artists or didn't have anything to write about her? Come on, bro. Come on.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, it was still a challenge. I'm not backing down from no challenges. But real shit, I didn't know Aerosmith sung that fucking song. I've heard it somewhere, and the chorus be stuck in my head sometimes. Didn't even know who sang the shit. But Kenny Rogers a little too fucking old for me. I looked this shit up, and he had on a eggshell cream white suit, and he was gray-headed. I said, I'm not listening to this shit. I went on
Kenny
to the next thing.
Kenny is dead.
I don't give a fuck.
Hell, there's a lot of musicians dead. Hell, I still listen to Marvin Gaye and Luther Vandross and goddamn Otis Redding and all them motherfuckers dead.
No, they not. They live in my heart.
Yeah.
Don't you say that.
Yeah. You heard Johnny Taylor's Soul Heaven. There's a whole concert of niggas up there still singing, but they ain't here no more. But that don't mean they exempt.
Who's Johnny Taylor?
Who is that? You black son of a bitch. You better be lying.
I can't. You better be lying. I wasn't ready. Damn, I was joking.
Oh, my God. Boy, he's about to come and cut your head off, bro.
Oh, my God. I wasn't ready. Oh.
I guess, my bad. Just, This is probably y'all probably do the commentary and shit. I hush so I can what y'all got to say.
Okay. My sister Kim gave you a compliment, and she said, that boy is fire and the biggest trash talker for some reason knows how to speak the proper language to women. Unbeknownst to her, her brother hates you. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Kim. Shout out to Kim and Mike.
Bro, this piece was really good, Dave. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you what amazes me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Dave will wait until the show is on the air and write his piece.
Yeah, that's what I did tonight. I was writing that motherfucker. When I messaged in the inbox saying that shit, that's when I started.
Let that sink in. I mean, you know, when you're asked to write on the fire, we see it on the Soul Cafe, but to take a whole idea, a whole concept, and to write this kind of piece in a mere matter of minutes while listening to the show? Dave, you're not a creative writer, sir. You are a poet, because that is the mind of a poet, not creative writer. And I appreciate this piece, because it was really good. Really that good, bro.
I appreciate it, and we're going to have to agree to disagree, because I always say them poets are goddamn sensitive.
Yeah, creative writers are sensitive, too.
It's gonna be
I know, you know, they come over here,
and some of them, they're going to come over here. Some of them going to come tonight. They're going to be mad the motherfucker if y'all don't just blow their shit up way out of proportion. They're like, ah, they was hating on that shit. Fuck, ain't nobody hating on your shit.
Somebody also hit me up and said,
hating on them. Go ahead, Don. Then I'll say that. Go say that first.
No. This is truthful. I'm not going to tell you who said it, but somebody just hit me up on another side and said, whoever this dude is, he's a pretty phenomenal talent. Why doesn't he consider himself a poet?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. I don't think you're a phenomenal talent. I hate you right now. And I
appreciate that.
And you was lucky tonight. The poem is dope, and you was lucky. I hate you.
Well, you know, that I would take it no other way. Shout out to whoever said that. To whoever said, you know, like I said, I write poetry, but, you know, I like to be different. I don't like to be in a big group of people, and it's a whole bunch of poets, so that's why I come start saying I'm a creative writer, and poets are too damn sensitive. It's just some shit I say. I mean, I know it's poetry I write. You know, we're just shooting the shit. But, yeah, you know, some poets are sensitive. You know, that motherfucker coming out all that super sad-ass shit all the time. And you got motherfuckers saying people stealing their shit. Anybody stealing y'all fucking shit. People write their own shit here. If you, goddamn, your ego big enough to feel that people got to steal your shit, let me rest assured your shit ain't good enough to be fucking stealing. We can write our own goddamn shit. We cut all that shit out and let people do their motherfucking thing. Tired of all this bullshit.
Well,
alrighty.
Now that you said all that, Van, let Dave know what
he's won.
Thank you, Cleveland. That was David Mott, ladies and gentlemen, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria. Back to you, Van Metals.
Thank you, bro. The Express Written Views of David Modernized, the Express Written Views of Epiphany Radio. Please read the fine print and let you know that this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Universe. Thank you. Ms. Metaphoria.
Meet me.
Are you ready to get out there on the dance floor, man, or are you just going? Because there's some women out there on the dance floor, bro.
I'm finna go finger somebody.
What? Did you just say that?
Right on the dance floor.
Right on the dance floor. Give a whole new meaning to wetting up the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave.
I just cut my fingernails, too. Sure did.
Ew, how you put that in somebody's mental Rolodex? David,
oh,
it was nice
God.
Listening to you.
Hey. On his way to the get down dance floor, y'all, Mr. Metaphoria, David Mott taking his socks off, my brother.
The unofficial third leg of the get down, ladies and gentlemen, David Mott.
Oh, man, we're going to go out to actually, before we go to the next poet, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have approximately 6 minutes before, actually 5 minutes now, before you will no longer be able to hear the rest of the show. It will cut off, and you will try to dial in. Once that clock hits 11 o'clock and you try to dial in, guess what? You're not going to be able to get in. The rules are pretty strict. 10:59, you make it, you can get in. 11 o'clock, you try to dial because you want to stay online, nah, you're not going to make it. So you might want to go ahead and call in. Next on the mic, we have our West Coast brother, West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere on the mic. My brother, what's good with you?
My brother, congratulations on your book and what you're doing. Proud of you. J-Rob, my brother. Salute, King.
Thank you, bro.
Salute to you, King.
Absolutely.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I do. Appreciate that, man. And since you said that, man, shame yourself, Pug. Let me go ahead and give you guys a thank you for all those who have purchased the Ebony Collection for your autographed copies. I still have some left. They're going fast, though. So if you want yours, you got to let me know. Otherwise, you have to wait till my next shipment comes in. But, Sincere, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that, man. And I'm proud of what you're doing, too, man. He has his own publishing company, y'all. Check him out.
I appreciate it, man. No doubt. One Half Court Publishing. Website be up April 1st.
I like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
So,
my brother.
I'm humbled. Yes.
Is it going to be Aerosmith, Kenny Rogers, or Seal for you tonight?
Man, Seal. Seal is a big part of some of his songs resonated with me, so I had to roll with Seal. Kiss
my brother.
Okay.
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So I know your piece is already locked and loaded, so we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Kiss from a Rose. Let me finish my Cubano coffee and this letter to the lady in my universe. If I was crazy and crazy was a wild western, then my rose would be Ivy and never Everland by her unforgiving blind fate. The beginning started with a love in the sky as a ribbon offering a silver lining. Attach our prayers as one praying for the dead. A change will come. I'm alive. Soon as my human side of compassion took flight, I did lose my faith in between sabbatical. Leaving between body and mind for suffering around the world made me reel back and forth. Above anything else, love is defined back when getting my life back under the force of my will. Carry on with amazement resulted with me dancing with God. I stood by me when I failed to eradicate my ego. Could I stand the rain from the secret garden of woefulness and answer forgiveness? Let's stay together as we wish on a brighter star of glory. Future love paradise, no matter now, is my holy grail. Across seas, crazy thing is a kiss by a rose will soothe the aches I endure by her fiction, by her name. Kiss by a rose, Ed McKinney, Sincere, Afro-Hispanic from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is that piece. Woo-wee.
Yes, this is that damn
J-Rob.
Piece.
J-Rob, you good, bro.
If I was crazy in a Western, then my rose would be Ivy and Neverland by her unforgiving blind fate in the beginning that started with the sky as a ribbon. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on,
that's
man.
A killer
appreciate
verse right
it.
There. Killer verse. What you think, man?
Yeah, man. I think this piece is amazing, bro. I love what you did with it, Kiss from a Rose, talking about her holy grail. My brother, that was a nice insertion there, nice metaphor. I love that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I'm humbled.
Dope piece.
Very.
I'm humbled.
Your contribution,
right,
my brother. I just posted this masterpiece.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. No doubt. I couldn't post it for some reason. Won't let me post. But thank you.
Hey,
for sharing.
As long as you send it to me, I got you, bro.
No doubt. That's what's going to happen.
My brother.
Bad
well,
man,
we're
doing what you're doing, J. Rob. I love
thank
what
you, bro.
Doing. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and thank
we'll
you for stopping
you
by
to the,
and taking a look at the blog. Thank you.
No doubt. That's what we do. Iron sharpen iron. One love, one mic.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic, man. But you got to get on that dance floor, man. Show them what the West Coast can do, man.
You know I'm doing my West Coast go-go. This is what we're doing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere, on his way to the dance floor to get his groove on. Hey, y'all, check this out, man. Check this out. It is now officially 11 o'clock, and those people that were listening in online, guess what? Well, they can't hear anymore. And if they didn't dial in, they're going to have to listen to the playback. But gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to go to Queen's Mind. Hey, Queen.
Hey. Hey, family.
Hey, look. Hey, QM.
How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, beloved. Enjoying the show, as always.
Absolutely. Congratulations on winning the book, The Ebony Collection, Volume 1, which will be soon coming to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
And you did it, and you did it in under a minute. Yes.
Under a minute.
That was my Batman. I love that Batman.
The best Batman FBB, period. Fight me on it. I don't care. I don't care who you are.
Me
fight
too. And then that song made it even better. It was even better than Keep the Batman, because that song took it to a whole nother level,
in my opinion.
Right.
That song.
Yep. You know, that movie has one of my favorite lines from movies of all time. My man said, "Where does he get those toys?" It's like my favorite line in the movie. But
yes.
But Queen's Mind. My brother Jay has a question for you.
Q, would it be Seal, Kenny Rogers, Aerosmith for you this evening?
Well, y'all already know I like the blend, so I done blended all three of them again.
Well, then I'm going to make the assumption that your piece is locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded.
Well, then you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, before I get down, I want to say listen very close because it's an extra song in here. I'm not sure if anybody's going to recognize it, but if you do, let me know. The name of this piece is called Clarify My Love. Clarify My Love. He said, "Lady, I want you in my life, and I don't want to miss a thing. I compare thee to a kiss from a rose in full bloom. She became the air, the reason I breathe. Mommy, pacify me. Clarify my love. She walks in virtue. Regal, her light always shines. She is a royal diamond, melanated, sun-kissed beauty, glowing, a dominant alpha goddess, womb portal, life bringer, the bearer of new souls. She contains the balm that heals nations. She is all loving, kind, and patient. She is strong and fierce." He said, "Lady, I want you in my life, and I don't want to miss a thing. I compare thee to a kiss from a rose in full bloom. She became my air, the reason I breathe. Mommy, pacify me. Clarify my love. So I said, my king, I need you. Give me all your love. My desire is to be filled with all of you. Sick, need your love pill. Mouth open, head back. Poppy, pacify me. He gives me chills, goosebumps when he's near. I'm yearning to be filled. Only our love combination can satisfy this hunger. Your love is like a kiss from a rose, and I don't want to miss a thing. Let me be your lady. Console me. Take me to that higher level. Together we're ascending. Hold me, mold me, have your way, I'm yours. Tie me to your aura like we bound together in ecstasy. Dominate me. And I lure him in. Suction like a vacuum, he feels my body contracting on the tips of his fingers, wet and ready, excited as he admired my curves, my body awaiting for him to enter. Only us in this room, and I don't want to miss a thing. Let me be your lady. Take this kiss from my rose in full bloom. Mouth open, deep throat, his girth has me choking, saliva dripping. He is pumping harder and harder, deeper and deeper. Pacify my lust. Let your stars bust as my lips grip, sucking your juices as they flowing. He is sprinkling down my esophagus like pixie dust, so I made a wish. Let this feeling of bliss never leave my lips. Poppy, pacify me. Open wide. Enter my pleasure dome. Come home. This is where you belong. Now take the keys. Come inside this dark tunnel of my being. I don't want to miss a thing. Let me be your lady. Give me all the love you have for me. Place your lips where I'm wet. I need you to kiss my rose. Now, come inside. Place your royal scepter upon me. Beat upon my African drum like your mission is to conjure spirits. Make my soul rise. Kiss me until our tongues get tied. And he goes deeper inside. I lost my voice screaming his name. We wrapped up as if we stuck in cellophane. Head back, mouth open, eyes rolling. Poppy, pacify me, clarify my love. Ears ringing, now I hear nothing. Can't see, only feel what you're doing to me. Deep inside of me, make love to me. Clarify me, filling my undying thirst. Longer, stronger, he gave me his all. Poppy, pacify me. Take my breath away, like I landed in deep space, no gravity. I float when released, higher than the clouds when released. Wilder than a beast when released. Poppy, pacify me. Pacify my love, release me. Soul stirring constantly, swirling, cascading memories of our heat blazing until we fully scorch. Our love is good. It burnt the deepest part of our desires into a crisp. Now I crumble like ashes between his fingertips as he twists and grinds all inside my pleasure zone. I moan and I moan as he has me intertwined, caught up in his black magic. Our spiritual sexual energy rising high like lit flames burning to the sky. Poppy, pacify me. Douse me with your gasoline. Engulf me in the storm of your fire. You have found my secret lost treasures, the gift of my moon glow. This night so right our energies rose, and I don't want to miss a thing. Forever I'll be a lady. You have awakened the rain of my flow, shooting moisture out of control like a geyser, soaking wet everywhere we lay wrapped together. The stains of our pleasures remain, he said. I don't want to miss a thing. You gave me a kiss from your rose, and I want you to always be my lady. Mommy, pacify me. Clarify my love. Queen's mine.
You really did use all three songs for this.
Don't play with me. I know my music now. Don't play my music. I know my music now. I happen to like that song a lot. Ooh, a lot. That screams BDSM all over it. Let me tie you up, girl, when you sing it. You pacify me. Ooh, I'm sorry. Wrong show. J-Rob, you go ahead, because my mind's somewhere else right now. Go ahead, Jay.
I I was saying you actually did use all three songs very, very, very well. And I dug how you put this together. I was kind of skeptical, but I was like, okay, okay, okay. I see what she's doing. I see what she's doing. I just sat back, took a look at Van, and was like, yeah, she's in the zone with this one. She's in the zone with this one. Okay. I'm rocking with you. I'm rocking with you. I like that.
Thank you, fam.
More than anything, you're my favorite for tonight because you hit Van up in less than a minute.
Yeah, listen. I mean, I know things. You know, I'm a geek all day, every day, geek mode. You know, it's funny because I'll do random stuff like that. You know, and I just posted maybe a day or two ago, a random quote from Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. In case y'all don't know, that's like one of my favorite TV shows.
Oh,
and they came up with this algorithm to find him a date. They made up this whole game and quiz, and someone had to play along. And you know, they're in his apartment, and they're like, you know, well, she should be knocking at the door. And they did a countdown, and maybe 30 seconds, she knocked on the door, and she was perfect for Sheldon. Perfect. She was cute and everything. But he tells her, well, as you know, you might be a great woman and all, but you're 30 seconds too late, and closes the door in her face. Thanks for playing. And closes the door in her face. So when you got that question that quick, I said, oh, yeah, we got another geek mode in the building. So kudos to you. This piece, man. Just J-Rob just said you used all three songs in that piece, and that's what I'm talking about. That was phenomenal. I love the piece. Love what you did with it. And then when you added that Poppy Pacify Me in, ooh, cha. Whew, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm done.
That's my song right there. I just had to blend it in. All right, I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna go dance.
Appreciate you
with the people.
There it is.
Van, she left blood on the dance floor.
Yes, she did. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor is Queen's Mind. One love, one mic. Continue to take your socks off, baby. Man, she came in. She did that, Jay. She really did that.
Yeah, she damn sure did. Straight killed it.
Next artist on the mic, we have our brother Just Jay. What's good with you, bro?
Greetings, black men.
Greetings, and greetings again, sir.
Yes, sir.
Man, I've been MIA on y'all a couple of weeks, man, but I've been hearing buzz, man. So as long as y'all got that buzz, I'll never be that far away, man.
As long as buzz is a positive buzz, I am so thankful that you keep coming back to visit your brothers every so often, family.
Oh, man, y'all are awesome, dude. Tonight's show has been, as far as the music goes, I wish I had to get a piece to it, but some real life stuff been going on with me, and I'm back in it with y'all.
My brother.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
So that being the case, I'm gonna let Van hit you with this question, brother.
Absolutely,
yes, sir.
Justin. Absolutely. So, my brother, tell me, is it Aerosmith, Seal, or Kenny Rogers that has inspired your piece tonight?
You know what? I don't have a piece written to it, but back in the day, I like the selection y'all had. Aerosmith, Kenny Rogers, and what's the dude's name again?
Seal.
Back in the day, Kenny Rogers was right there with Luther Vandross, man. As far as my moms and them, they was going crazy. And this, that, and the other, he had the biggest crossover I've ever seen. And his crossover had extended over to the black women. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
My wife, she's a huge Aerosmith fan, man. She heard your question a little bit earlier. She was like, you know I like that Aerosmith. I was like, so the whole selection is real nice. Y'all set it up nice for them.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to go into this piece.
I can't credit. I can't take
no
credit.
I know J-Rob slash a Poetic. I got you loud and clear.
All right, brother.
I'm going to go into
this piece. Loaded. Go ahead and get down then, brother.
Yes, sir. To a little fish, the phase of the moon that is unsurpassed would definitely be the warm incandescence of the honeymoon. Its warm orange glow has rejuvenative effects. It can make the old run and the wise very foolish. Every endeavor ever plausible. Every possibility possible. Although the laws of physics are unchanged, and yet these nights lunatics jump for joy in the rain of reflected sunshine. Fish become entranced and do their ceremonial dance. Their antics haphazardly gives life a chance. Hormonally driven, they stare lustfully into each other's eyes and their bodies shudder. For tonight, we glutton on unbridled passion while being hooked and pulled from the stream. As the catcher of fish run their fillet down their seam, for the taste of one small thing, leaving the fish to mend its wounds while being set back into the stream, carrying the luggage of one having been butchered, in the hopes that the next honeymoon would not be a bad dream. In peace.
Yo, this shit is so fucking dope. I'm sorry, I love this. This is so smooth. This, what's that song? What is that song? Big Daddy Kane, Smooth Operator.
Smooth
While
Operator.
While you were spitting that piece, all I'm hearing is boom, I'm sorry, I had to close my eyes and just go through that rhythm. And it was just so cool for me hearing this piece because it's just that, just so smooth in your cadence. I was like, oh, he's killing it. He's killing it. The only thing missing was that beat, and he's just killing it.
Wow. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
Listen, on the base, with like, nice piece, Jared, and love that piece. So we all in agreement. So, Van Meadows, what say you?
Man, I was digging it. I like the metaphors of the fish, bro. I like what you did with that. Then you talked about them carrying the luggage back. That's deep. That's real deep. Because you got to think about it. I took it from the vein of a fish is probably one of the lightest animals in the world. When you take a look at fish, probably one of the lightest, unless you get like the big bass and those kinds of things. But when you take a, you know, think about like a goldfish, you know, some of those, because my daddy loved fish, angelfish, carrying the heaviest luggage back to the water. Bruh, that's a dope piece, man. It makes you think. It requires you to think. The metaphors is on point, man. I love that piece, bro. I love that piece.
But you hear how smooth he did it, though, man?
Yeah, how cool he
did it?
Real smooth.
And you know, the metaphor didn't just apply to women. It applied to men and women because we've all have had our fair share of folks having their way with us. Us loving folks unconditionally, and they see that as a weakness, and they exploit it. So this is not just a piece written for women. It's a piece that's written for people.
That line, it's a piece written for people. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good stuff, bro. Good stuff.
Thank you, brother. All right, but do you mind if I go ahead and give a quick shout?
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
Y'all can catch me at J&J Production Acrylic Arts on YouTube. It'll be me and my wife there talking and chit-chatting, having a nice time. I think that all people need to see couples interacting with one another, disagreeing with one another, and peacefully getting by it. And that's what y'all going to see over there with me and my wife doing these paintings. I hope y'all come by. If y'all talk about supporting black business, support us by hitting subscribe. Support us by hitting share. Support us by hitting like. If that's what you really do, if you say, oh, I support black business, we're asking for y'all support now. I appreciate y'all, Epiphany, J-Rob, and Van, Poetic, my bad. Y'all are doing an outstanding job. I love it, man. I always catch y'all on the playback. Even if I don't get here, I get y'all on the playback.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate you.
Appreciate that, brother.
May I please ask a favor?
Please, yes, sir.
Post your information with your business and your YouTube channel on the event page so we can share it amongst all these other groups that we happen to be in to share with other people who will benefit from it as well. Please.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you covered, big bro.
My man. Van Meadows.
All right, my brother. Stick around, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. Get out there and get down dance floor, man. And you know. Do what it is what you do. No paint, though, man. No paint. I can't have the floors messed up. I can't. Listen, man. Our CEO, he can be pretty brutal, man. So I can't have all that. You know what I'm saying? But
last
build
an eight because
you
something
got to clean it up.
So.
Yeah, you could talk to the bartender, man. He handles some affairs while I'm working the show, and we're interested in getting some of that artwork putting you know in the club. So you know, talk to the bartender,
yes,
man. Got you covered.
Got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that's Jess J. Please check that brother out, man. Him and his wife's art is amazing. I loved it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, next artist on the mic. We have Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Muted.
Okay,
unmute.
So
Gina.
Here's the
unmute
thing.
The
it's Thursday
unmute
night.
The mic.
I was mutating. You already know. I just took myself off mute. But I'm not alone because the Poetry Uber, which is Taylor Shell, thank you, Niecy Poo, picked me and the coach up. So it's me and Sincere, who's my twin. And we're coming on to apparently it's going to be a Sincere Storm collab because he wrote a piece and I'm going to freestyle mine, but we picked the same song.
Okay.
It's a part two.
Yes, it's an addendum. It's an intended. Yes, twin, that's what it is.
All right, well, go ahead and get down. Let us get out of the way.
All right, we came to get down. I'm simply going to title my piece, Kiss from a Rose. I saw a rose lying on a grave site, and I realized that it didn't seem quite right. See, when people are laid to rest, the people who are around the grave just simply need to say goodbye, and that's it. But for me, when I've been kissed and a rose is involved, I feel like this is a love affair that needs to continuously go on. I can't allow myself to simply just say that this is it. See, death is not my final love's wish. What we do is we love each other beyond the grave. So if I were a kiss from a rose that was laid on a grave and everything around you was gray, I need to be the brightest shade of red in your life so that you remember the love that we had before you passed away. And the only reason that I came here tonight was to simply say, I always will need a kiss from a rose while I'm living and breathing. Please give me my flowers while I'm living. Don't wait until I've passed away and put a rose on my grave, because there are going to be some dark days. There are going to be some empty, lonely nights. And if I ever loved you, I love you still. If I told you I love you, I always will. And if I pass away or you do before I do, then just know this, that I've got you. I will always praise and uplift your memory if you pass away before me. And if I pass, I'd like you to do the same. Because to me, anything else would be insane. Real love, commitments, and connections are always. They last for all of eternity. So the kiss from a rose that you gave me on the day that I was here for my last day on earth, for me, will just be the start of our next chapter. And it will be the end of this life. We'll move on to our forever life in all of eternity. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Future love paradise. She started under and overhead, kissed from my rose as my storm came unbeknownst to many when she came into and out, hoping to start the last dance. Never my wildest dreams than my rose or the ladybug, me and more, I love you so much. How crazy this universe set us back and forth like being off the wall. Four corners overlapping when we painted the city, red body cashmere. Forgive me by the sign says never too much when I say I am motivated by the last petal that she drops. Smoke on the water, love is divine, killer at heart as she did not cry. Fly like an eagle, human beings open up in a new and amazing. She once stood by her rose. Sincere. That's that piece.
Oh, you really did a damn thing. Okay.
I just wrote that. I just wrote it on the spot. I just did that.
I want to thank Ed McKinney, a.k.a. Sincere from Los Angeles, for doing a collab with me because it's not an easy task. A lot of people only know me as the half of another collaborative partnership, and for them they don't, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to do it. But this cat is my twin, I swear. We don't have the same parents, but I feel like he's the other part of me.
Bless you. I'm humbled by that.
So am I, beloved. Absolutely.
Oh, so everyone's using beloved now? That's where we at? Everybody knows it. Everyone's using beloved now?
That's your word. I'm using your word. Yes, sir. I think it's beautiful and intense all at the same time. And the beautiful thing about it is it elevates your amount of love.
Hold on, Jana. I got you.
Being loved is one thing. Being beloved is something else.
I got you, J-Rob. J-Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Answer me this question, because you know I have this conversation probably with another person. But is beloved in the U.S. English? I'm sorry, in the global dictionary. It's in the global dictionary. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be an accurate statement. Yes, sir.
All right. The dictionary was written before you and I were born, right?
This is actually true.
Statement. Okay.
That would be accurate.
So I got to let you know, my bro, because I have this conversation with somebody else. It's not your word, bro. It's not yours.
I bet.
Oh, man.
I bet.
Man, if y'all only know the conversations that I have in the inbox with my mother.
Right.
But I dug y'all flow today.
It's real. It's real.
That flow is really good. And the sincere, you're
right
on the spot.
We were just so happy to get in queue. I looked at the time. It was 1 minute after 10, my time, because I'm Central Standard Time and y'all Eastern. When I tried to call in, it was like, there are no shows scheduled. And I was like, oh, crap it. So I hit J-Rob and I hit Poetic. And then both of them said the same thing. Your niece is in queue. So even though she didn't have a piece to spit, I want to thank her for making this a possibility for us this evening, because coach slash dad and I'm her aunt slash, that's just my baby for life. And if she didn't make this a possibility, we wouldn't have made it in the queue this evening. So salute to LaShelle for all of the support she has for the Florida community, even if she doesn't share a piece of the mic.
I'm just glad she became the Uber.
But Shan,
have the longer legs.
but she and I are going to have a conversation about her.
Indeed.
Not being on the mic. FYI. Because you got a gift.
So. Going back on mute. Love you guys. Bye. What we're going to do is, however, love her in the gap.
Ain't no need of you keeping it all to yourself.
I said I was going back on mute.
Yeah, okay. You can go back on mute, but next week on
goodbye.
I will say next week when we get down, I expect to hear you on the mic, but you know. Yeah, we'll talk about that. But all right.
Duly noted.
Well, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
But doing over Luke to the King. Get down dance floor. Y'all had some fun out there and just remember the words of Kid and Play, you know, when they sampled the song, ain't gonna hurt nobody. We're just jamming, y'all. So that's what y'all be doing on the dance floor. All right? It's Kid and Play night out there.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm and Sincere with that collab. J-Rob, man, this has been a phenomenal show, bro.
Well, Van, anytime you and I get a chance to hook up and make some magic happen, it becomes magical. This topic actually did have some people stretch their pens. Actually, it had everyone stretch their pens. And
you know what? You know what, bro? I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm just going to give you just a little bit because your piece was really good, and I think this man would appreciate it. Hold on. I got something for you. Hold on.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
That's why he had all the women, Jay. That's why he had that opening line of that song. I'm your knight in shining armor, and that's why I love you.
I can't front. I don't have access to the boards because then I was going to play some Aerosmith because that first line that he dropped sets it all off. But
man.
Neil also did it with that Batman piece. And who would have thought Van would have chosen a song from Batman? And if y'all know me and Van, you understand where that came from.
This is true.
If y'all know us, y'all know where that came from. But
this
who would have thought?
True. Very true, Jay. Very true. But I've often said that out of all of the DC movies that I've ever seen, all of them, the very first Batman is my favorite DC movie, hands down. I also like, I'm about to age myself. I also like the cartoon Batman Beyond. I thought that was cutting edge. I thought it was really good. And I like that cartoon. So, yeah. So,
I have both.
But you're right, Jay. You just reminded me. I just got in the mail from Amazon my Wolverine Season 2. Ooh, yes. Sorry. Little kid in me. But, ladies and gentlemen, next week, there will not be a Get Down. I have to take a trip back home for a funeral, so there will not be a Get Down next week. The following week is my birthday eve, so there was not going to be a show. However, sequence of events have changed some things, Jay, so we will have the show on April the 1st. We will still do that show.
Hey, y'all better get a seatbelt.
Yeah.
Y'all better get a seatbelt. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Just get a seatbelt. Because this one's going to be that show.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wait till y'all hear the topic, but y'all got to wait.
Yeah, y'all got to wait. We got to wait. But, so, tune in tomorrow night for Breathe Easy with La Perla Negra. Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Inspiration Factory on Sunday with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be the Soul Cafe with For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be the War Council with Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night, there probably will be a show because Murder, She Wrote is like itching to get on the mic and do a show. So there probably will be a show on Thursday night. But Friday night, you know, like I said, tomorrow night, tune in. Don't miss the show. I'm going to last words with my brother, J. Rob, the wise son, first, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, and everybody in between those lines, I want to say thank you for bringing us your lines. I want to thank you for saying, for bringing the pieces that you brought tonight, because Van and I deeply admire your work and enjoy it when you take the time out to stretch your pen and really give something to this poetry thing. But without y'all, we can't do this show. And I just ask you to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend to tune in to the Get Down and to the other shows on the Epiphany Radio Universe. There's something here that you may not find in some other places. And granted, we know we're not the only poetry show out there, but there's a different energy in this space than in some other spaces you may frequent. And all I'm asking is please tell somebody to tell somebody, because this is about to get big, and we want y'all to be a part of it. We're on the roll, and we're only on the roll because of you and Van Meadows. I can't think of another cat that I would like to sit next to in the co-pilot seat and drive through Gotham City and drive through every multi-universe possible, putting these shows together and having the time of our lives every Thursday night, man, because you're a phenomenal cat, and you know how much I admire you and I love you, man. And I just can't wait for us to get back into the Get Done and do it again. Salute to you, Kate.
Absolutely. Salute to you, too, brother. I love you as well, man. And, again, man, you helped make this show amazing, brother, from your poetry, from your personality, and just for being the genuine person that you are, except when Dave Amott comes on, because we all kind of lose it when he come on. But my brother... I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to hang out with a brother like me, man. I really do, man, because, you know, not many people want to hang out with the Poetic, man. But you, brother, you do it for almost 3 hours, brother, nonstop, man, and I dig that about you, man. Phenomenal.
Dedicated, bro.
And to the Epiphany Radio Universe, the poets, the listeners, listen, without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So we never want to take you for granted. We let you know that we appreciate you, honor you, we love you, and this is your show. We're just here to facilitate. We're just here to guide. We're just here to help stretch your pen. We're just here to hear some dynamic poetry like we heard tonight with all of your creative geniuses. Amazing, amazing work tonight. And again, shout out to our CEO, For Real the Poet, for giving us the Epiphany Radio platform to be able to come together as a collective body of poets and enjoy this. So, see y'all tomorrow night. One love, one mic. Continue to take y'all socks off. Peace, baby, baby.
And blessings, baby, baby.